You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So this mitzvah actually is brought in Sefer HaMitzvot of HaRambam Zatzal, the eighth mitzvah, and that is to walk in the path of Ribono Shel Olam. We are commanded to copy Hashem. How? So HaRambam Zatzal brings the same way Hashem is Chanon. You have to be Chanon. He is Rachom. You have to be Rachom. He's Gibor, you have to be Gibor. He's merciful, you have to be merciful. He's kind, you have to be kind. He is strong, you have to be strong.
Well, maybe we have to be jealous too.
I'm sorry?
Can we be jealous? Because Torah says, I'm a jealous God.
He says, revenging God. Yeah, Hashem is a revenging God. Yes, he says in the Gemara, that to envy somebody that does good thing to learn from, it's a requirement of the every Jew. That means you have to look up and try to learn from other people, not to be jealous of other people, but you have to always look how I can improve myself and to look up, you know, to other people, to be able to elevate yourself. Say? Yeah, Qanai for Hashem, yes, that's a command. That they try to, obviously, in a way, to fix the matters, you know, direct other people. But we have to know what the conditions, how it is. So now here, to be merciful, so what does it exactly mean? What does it mean? To be merciful. What does it mean? To be kind. What does it mean? You have to see how you can help other people. See what they need, you know, in any way, you know, to give them support, to give them backup, to make sure they not going through stress, give them a big smile, give them a nice tap on the back, you know, send them a nice text with a happy face. So now here, HaRambam Zatzal teaches us that to be like Hashem, you have to follow His behavior, His attributes. He is Rachum, be Rachum. He is Chanon, be Chanon. Be Gibor. That's what you need to do. So then that means the resemblance that we can attain is to know what to do at the right time. The ready, sharp, you know, somebody needs help, run for it. Help him out. But here there's a delicate point. So many, Baruch Hashem, they have the gift. They're gifted. They're so kind, they're so merciful. But sometimes we forget to be merciful to ourselves, to be kind to ourselves. Is that true? It's very true. Why? Because we sometimes, especially the people that they have such a attitude that they always care about the people, they're very, very giving. They go out of their way, but they forget, you know, I have to take care of myself too. I have to stay healthy. I have to be happy. I should not put too much pressure on myself. So here, exactly, you observing this very, very important command. V'alachta b'drachav. You have to make sure you are merciful to yourself. So that means you should not load yourself with so much pressure, so much stress. I don't know if you have heard about the German named Stephen Cullen. You heard about him? No? You heard about him? He traveled over Atlantic Ocean in 67 days. You know how long Atlantic Ocean is? Have you ever searched? It's very big. You have any idea like how? Atlantic Ocean?
Probably.
Length or width?
Oh, width. At the length.
How long is the length?
Probably about 10,000 miles.
That's it?
No, it's almost something close to that. It covers a third of the
Earth?
Earth.
Yeah. 40 million mile by 3,000 width.
40 million miles.
Yeah, you can double check, but I think that's what it is. 40 million miles, but 3,000 width. 67 days. And he went through, it's a very interesting story, what happened. The boat broke, and, you know, he went through lots of things. Lots of things. And then it was saved, this, you know, was, you know, but he did it. 67 days, he went through. But they asked him. They asked him, "How did you do it? How did you do it? You're not curious how you do that? Would you imagine to do such a thing? Huh? Would you do such a thing?
You have
to will. So how was he able to do such a thing?" Say?
Looking for end of the line. That's the only way you get there.
But you were right in this middle of this 40 million miles by 3,000 miles. You know, right in there. It dropped there. So what do you do now? You had to swim, you know, and all of these things.
You have to love yourself a lot. Make sure you stay alive.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you...
40,000?
40 million.
Oh.
I don't know. But you look it up.
I look it up.
Yeah, you look it up.
It doesn't make
sense. 40
million?
Yeah, that's what is brought, but you can double check. You know. Maybe you'll just take a walk today. We're there yet.
So.
Yeah, Atlantic Ocean. Yeah. So now, when he was asked, you know, how did you do it? So he said, you know, along the line, I keep telling myself, I can do it. I can do it. And he did it. So now here, before Mr. Stephen Cullen would come up with such a theory, Rambam Zatzal already taught me from Torahtenu Rabbeinu Shah that halachta b'drachav, you have to be gibor, just Ribono Shel Olam. So there are many, many circumstances that we run into in life that we say, no, I'm drained, I cannot do it, it's over me, I'm done, I'm tired of it. So then, you know what happens? You forsake a very, very important mitzvah that you forget to be gibor, to be strong. And this expectation that is demanded from us.
15,500
That we have to be gibor. So in this case, Bezad Hashem, to observe this mitzvah, bishlumutah, bezad Hashem. It's going to be a short. Shalom alei nachat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.